This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day despite the fact that there is a much discussed new study. It's a global study. It's done by an operation that is based in Europe but that covers the United States. An operation that says that the United States, because we are much more religious in our outlook, people are much more likely to participate in religious activities and attend religious services, that the United States skewers the whole world, and that the actual whole world shows that religion does not make you happier. It is not a secret to happiness. Is this study reflect a truth? It has some surprising aspects to it. We will get to that on the Michael Medved Show. We will also get to the new singer-songwriter, who is also a would-be presidential assassin. And when you talk about John Hinckley and the attempt to shoot Reagan back in 1981, it was not only an attempt to shoot Reagan, he shot Reagan. Reagan was hit in the chest, and it was one of those aspects that many of us believe was providential, that he was protected by a series of happy accidents that worked to save his life and to allow his historic presidency to unfold, because he had just been inaugurated as president. So now John Hinckley is back. And what's he doing? He's started his own YouTube channel. I mean, you know that there's this famous line by Scott Fitzgerald, "There are no second acts in American lives." I guess this counts as a second act, or maybe a third or fourth for John Hinckley, but we will get to that on the Medved Show. First up, it is a big day when there is a great deal of conversation about blowing up the filibuster over the issue of basically voting reform. And what's amazing about this is that you're talking about changing the rules of the U.S. Senate. And it would probably be very difficult to change them back. And if they are changed back after they're changed in this direction to mean that with a simple Senate majority, you could get whatever you want, I think it would be an extraordinarily bad day for American politics. But what is fascinating to me is to do that because of concern about the what is called the For the People Act that Nancy Pelosi has been promoting forever. It just seems like this is going to be the hill you want to die on. This is going to be the hill in which you want the public to get behind you. Well, the public isn't behind the Democrats on this. And there's a big new Monmouth poll, and it's fascinating. And in a way, it's fascinating because so many people get so excited about this issue on both sides. And yet, what this shows is the public really is more in the middle, and frankly, more with the belief that our voting system is okay. It doesn't need some kind of radical readjustment, as the Democrats claim and as many Republicans claim. It headline from the Monmouth polling operation, which public supports both early voting and requiring photo ID to vote. Though the requiring photo ID is almost unanimous in this country. It's over 80%. It's just shocking. It's just shocking. And then there are other beliefs regarding the election that are similarly shocking. The story says a large majority, 71% of the public, feels in-person early voting should generally be made easier. And by the way, that's because of the way they ask the question. When you say, do you feel that in-person early voting should be made easier? People say, yeah, sure, why not? Why not? Means that it could be easier for me. And just 16% say it should be made harder. And when they ask something in general like that, yeah, what? You want to see before you do early voting, you have to do 10 pull-ups, or you have to do 5 one-handed push-ups, or you need to go through some kind of test? No one is talking about that, and that's why you have 71% want it to be made easier. 16% say it should be made harder. But then when they ask about voting by mail, which is actually making voting much easier, it's divided. Opinion is more divided on voting by mail. 50% say this should be made easier, and 39% say it should be made harder. Okay, so an advantage to it being made easier to vote by mail, and again, I think the same factor kicks in, but it's more divided. What's shocking about this is support for requiring a photo ID to vote stands at 91% among Republicans, no surprise, 87% among independents, and Democrats, you have a clear majority of 62% who say they want to require a photo ID to vote. So the attempt by Democrats to say that it's racist, it's voter suppression to require people to show an ID to vote, I've talked about this a lot, and it's so ridiculous. If it's racist to require a voter ID to vote, then why is it not racist to require an ID to cash a check or to get on an airplane, for goodness sake? It's a ridiculous argument, and honestly, I think it has a great deal to do with game playing. And Mitch McConnell, who's not always the most effective spokesman for the Republican point of view you could find, but he does a great job as a legislative strategist and about speaking sometimes common sense. And now he talks about the latest talk about the new Senate One, the For the People Act, and the possibility of them erasing the filibuster, erasing the requirement of getting any kind of 60-vote majority, allowing people under these current circumstances, even if the Senate splits right down the middle, 50 Republicans for it, or 50 Republicans against it, 50 Democrats for it, that would be enough for Democrats, they are saying, because they want to change that filibuster to enact the For the People Act and completely redo our system of voting in every state in the country, all across the country. Here is Mitch McConnell's comment. It's clip 6.
The Senate will vote on whether to advance Democrats' transparently partisan plan to tilt every election in America permanently in their favor. By now, the rotten inner workings of this power grab have been thoroughly exposed to the light. We know that it would shatter a decades-old understanding that campaign finance law should have a bipartisan referee and turn the Federal Election Commission into a partisan majority cudgel for Democrats to wield against their political opponents. We know that it would let Washington bureaucrats direct federal dollars into politicians' campaign accounts, government money for yard signs and attack ads. We know that it would let Democrats take a red pen to election laws in each of the 50 states, neutering popular precautions like voter ID while legalizing shady practices like ballot harvesting across the board. It's a recipe for undermining confidence in our elections, for remaking our entire system of government to suit the preferences of one far end of the political spectrum.
Okay, I think that everything that he's saying there is justified. Why should it be, especially for people, and the majority of Democrats accept, as does this Republican, that we had a great turnout election, we had a result that cannot reasonably be challenged. What is going on? What's going on is all of a sudden one of the most liberal Democrats has come out in favor of voter ID. Who is it? Why? We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVid Show. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook of me reading every single word of, I think, one of the most important books that's out there right now. And it comes to you together with an MP3 player, so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audio book and hardcover book bundle. This can be an important tool in combating some of the toxic lies about America. God's Hand on America, Divine Providence in the Modern Era at michaelmedved.com or medvedhistorystore.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill so you have the exact support you need regardless of your sleep position. It comes with a 10-year warranty. It's washable and dryable so it stays healthy, and it's 100% made in the USA. I'm also going to give you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my Giza Dream bed sheets, my mattress toppers, bath towels, and so much more. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow, the lowest price ever, and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
On the Michael Medved show, there's an interesting piece, as there always is every Tuesday, by Gerald Seib over at the Wall Street Journal. And Mr. Seib, Jerry, has a piece today about some of the strange things that came out of a big new survey about the way people feel about the United States around the world. And one of the things that has happened over the last 6 months is that in many places, the United States has come back. there is more approval. They ask a basic question, should the United States be used as a model democracy for the rest of the world? Should more of the world be more like the United States, or should they be less like the United States? There are two countries that are an exception where apparently America continues to be in a terrible condition in terms of overwhelming numbers of people disliking the United States. And by the way, the two countries, South Korea, which we help protect against a madman with 28,000 American troops, and Canada, which I don't know, maybe it's because that Canadian border is such a crisis area. But the point over here is that what people report on in this survey, and I think you can find this to be true if you ever have visitors from abroad who are talking to you about the U.S., there was a general sense that that America was not functioning particularly well as a democracy in the last stages of the Trump administration. I mean, after all, we had two unnecessary impeachment trials that were very difficult to understand and to explain. We had this contested election, and particularly the desire of President Trump to contest the election and to say, well, this was stolen and it wasn't legitimate. That did real damage to America's image. But right now we're continuing the damage here, despite the fact that things have gotten a little bit better in the first stages after the inauguration, when things have gone forward without insurrections or riots or basically a determined attempt to overturn the will of the people. And the problem with all of this arguing about election reform by Democrats and others, let me just give you a little bit more flavor of this very in-depth Monmouth poll, which says how the public feels. Is here you have an overwhelming majority of Americans who want to see voter ID. And you have an overwhelming majority of Americans who want to make voting in person, early voting in person, easier. And yet we can't seem to agree about that. We can't even seem to agree about whether we should follow the decisions made by state legislatures, which is in the Constitution, or we should make some kind of sweeping big new decision by the federal government. More Americans say voter disenfranchisement is a major problem in the United States than say the same about voter fraud. 37% of Americans think voter fraud is a major problem. 50% say disenfranchisement is a major problem. Democrats, of course, 64% are more likely than either Republicans or independents to see disenfranchisement as a major problem. Republicans are far more likely than either group to say that voter fraud is a major problem. And with all of that going on, it's a little bit surprising. Not many Democrats are worried about voter fraud, but one of them, the newly elected senator from Georgia, John Ossoff, seems to think that voter ID might be a good idea. Maybe he's taken a look at this new poll. Listen to clip 10.
Are you open to things like voter ID if, in fact, they correct some of the other issues like early voting?
Absolutely. I think it's right and appropriate, and the widely held view of folks in Georgia and across the country, that we need to be able to make sure we're confirming the identity of folks who are participating in elections.
Okay, that's reasonable, isn't it? I mean, certainly somewhat encouraging. And again, that is what the majority of Democrats believe we should do. Now, the reason that's an issue now is because Joe Manchin is trying to put together this compromise regarding the For the People Act, which he will not support. And he has said he won't support overturning the filibuster. But if his compromise falls apart, his compromise will include a number of things, including somewhat expanded early voting, and it will include a mild form of voter ID, but some form of voter ID, and we'll try to sort of thread the needle between the very extreme remaking of our entire political system that the Democrats want to push and the kinds of voting reform that have been enacted by legislatures with fairly strong support in many of the Republican states. The difficulty here is that if the Democrats go forward and try to make the key issue not whether you have voter ID, not whether you have early voting, not whether you have mail voting. I mean, the kind of thing that is being debated is most Republicans and Democrats, virtually everyone agrees that there has to be mail voting in some cases. For instance, if you're going to be out way or you're out of the country or, say, you're away serving in the military, then you get a mail-in ballot. But you have to request the mail-in ballot in most states, and in fact, in the majority of states, you have to give a reason you're getting the mail-in ballot. Now, the Democrats want it to be more like it was in the emergency COVID pandemic situation, where you get a mail-in ballot automatically that is provided for you, and that just is sent to you. And Republicans think it should be demanded. I mean, really, this is the kind of thing that we are going to lose the filibuster on? And what that means is that you would simply have a simple majority vote, that you could get something passed, something as important as, oh, say, imposing a new wealth tax. You could get that done with just 50 all-Democrat votes in the current Senate, and then Kamala Harris casting the deciding vote. But meanwhile, it's Jen Psaki is basically talking in very different terms about things that seem to worry her. She's talking about a repeat of the assault on our nation's capital. Are we really? We will get to that and to more, and to the idea that no, religion doesn't really help make people happier, which is contradicted by tons of other studies. That and more coming up on the Medved Show.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer claims there is a rot at the center of the modern Republican Party. Schumer saying Republicans are involved in a coordinated voter suppression effort in states across the United States. Those comments as the Senate is set to take a procedural vote on Tuesday regarding a voting rights bill. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell saying,
naming and shaming is not a hypothetical concept. It's been a concrete reality for thousands of private citizens. And today, Democrats are asking for a green light to supercharge the intimidation machine.
Arvada Mayor Mark Williams says the shooting death of one of the city's police officers in the Denver suburb is heartbreaking. Officer Gordon Beasley was killed Monday in a confrontation in the city's Old Town area. The suspect and a Good Samaritan were also killed. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Michael Medved Show, 1-800-955-1776, our phone number, talking about the fight over the filibuster. And there was a bit of an explosion today, earlier today, when Michael Steele, who's a friend of mine and is a good guy, he was a lieutenant governor of the state of Maryland. He is one of the more prominent black Republicans, who was obviously a very high office holder in the state of Maryland. He ran later for U.S. Senate, did not win. But he was chairman for 2 years of the Republican National Committee, and I actually think he did a decent job as chairman. That's controversial. Everything about Steele is controversial right now. He was chairman of the RNC at the time the Tea Party movement came in, and the Republicans took back the House of Representatives and from Barack Obama's Democrats. And it was a very important victory in which Steele played a part. But here's what happened. He was on Morning Joe this morning, and in front of a graphic that said the fight to reform the Senate filibuster, Steele complained that the filibuster was used as a political insider's game to not have to deal with the big policy, which I don't think makes any sense at all. He grew hyperbolic on the issue of Republican state voter laws, saying they were stripping away our access to the ballot box. Here is what some of that sounded like. Clip two.
The filibuster is used as a wedge, as a political insider's game tool to sort of not have to deal with the big policy. Mm-hmm. rank and file Americans out there just like, can you just get it done?
Right.
You know, we're watching states strip away our access to the ballot box, putting hurdles in front of us. Can you at least address it? We're not asking for the federal government to control voting.
Right.
We're asking, could you just create a platform in which we can access voting in our own states? And yet they're falling back on these procedural arguments as if people give a damn.
Well,
and they don't. They just want you to do the daggone legislation. This is not rocket science. It's common sense.
Okay, people don't know that that legislation involves funding for political campaigns, as Mitch McConnell pointed out. It means that they're going to have taxpayers paying for yard signs. It means that they're remaking the whole Federal Election Commission. It's a terrible piece of legislation, and the filibuster is not just an insider's game. It is trying to be an assurance that you don't have a sweeping takeover by one partisan group in America, by one party, in this case the Democrats, and the very left wing of the Democratic Party. You don't have that sweeping kind of takeover when you don't even have a majority, and they don't, of the United States Senate. I mean, it's just not the way you do things with a For the People Act that completely remakes our politics. And by the way, there's a deeper thing here. So the American people don't really care. They just want you to get the dang legislation done. That's not the way people feel. If you read the polling, you're talking about 80% of the country wants voter ID. There is broad, wide-ranging concern about voter fraud. Is there concern about disfranchisement? Yeah, there's some. A little bit more than voter fraud. But there's significant concern about both. You have close to 40% of people who think that voter fraud is a real problem. And the idea that you want to take away from each individual state the right to arrange their own voting when there is no, it is completely a fiction that the basic attempt of the Republicans is to suppress minority votes. We had, under Republican governors and under a Republican president, we had the highest minority turnouts ever in this last election, even higher than for Barack Obama. And again, that's something worth noting. Fox News reports that the party's left flank is urging Senators Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona and Joe Manchin of West Virginia to reverse their stance against ending the filibuster and make it easier to pass sweeping left-wing legislation like the For the People Act. Conservatives jumped on Steele, who was already unpopular on the right, given his politics have taken a heel turn like so many others in the Trump era. Many simply marveled that he headed the party from 2009 to 2011, during which, as I just mentioned to you, the Republicans took back the House majority in the 2010 Tea Party Revolution. Speaking of revolutions, here is what Jen Psaki said this morning about what state legislatures are doing with what she calls anti-voter laws. It's outrageous. Clip 11.
And I think it's important to remember why we're at this point. State legislatures, as you referenced, across the country are passing a wave of anti-voter laws based on the same repeatedly disproven lies that led to an assault on our nation's capital. They are putting these laws in place because they did not like the outcome, and they've continued to perpetuate a lie about the outcome of the election. That's why we're here.
Okay, what's outrageous about this is the inability to actually focus on what is it that's an anti-voter law. Is it really an anti-voter law to reduce the number of ballot drop-off boxes and or to go ahead and reduce the number of hours in which you can do early voting on a Sunday? Again, do I think that we should be fighting to the death on issues like that and details about voting procedures? No. Do I think the Republicans have been entirely reasonable in some of these statewide conflicts? No, but that's why you have statewide conflicts. And that's why you have the ability to vote those Republican representatives out of office that you want to in Georgia or Ohio or anywhere else where the Republicans are in control. You can change that. But what the Democrats are talking about doing now is not just changing election procedures for the next election. They're talking about changing the way the Senate operates forever. We have a number of emails taking me to task. And let me get to one of them that just came in, which is from Pam in Richland, Washington, over in the center of the state, Tri-Cities area. She says, thank God for people like Sid, the caller you had on last hour. Jesus said, give to him who asks of you. He didn't say, analyze this and make sure they buy the right thing. Some time back, you had a caller who said her son died of an overdose. She had tried to help him, but was unable to. She said she is grateful to anyone who gave him a few bucks because she knows he got hungry, just like you and me. My husband and I now carry extra five, so when we see someone with a sign like I saw yesterday, family with young children needs help, we don't question, we give. This is what Jesus commanded. Thank God there are people like Sid who thinks maybe they are hungry and maybe I can help. I doubt that what you are saying accurately reflects the message in the New Testament, that you don't ask, you just help. I agree with the idea of helping, but what I disagree with, Pam, and I disagree with it because I know that you are wrong. It does not help people to give them money to buy booze or a sandwich or to continue living on the street. What helps people is to enable them to actually make a change in life. And they won't do that when you make it easier and supportive to them to continue living on the street. And by the way, there's another aspect here, which is misrepresentation. There have been a number of studies that have been done. There have been television exposures. People who say, I have a family to support, I'm living on the streets. Some of them live in the suburbs. I'll explain. Coming up on the MedVet Show. Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Medved show, the John Hinckley musical stylings, we will get to that. He sings a patriotic song, which is interesting. I think this could be a first, the first time that a presidential assassin or attempted assassin, in this case the man who put a bullet into Ronald Reagan's chest, which thank God was not fatal, John Hinckley singing a song that's supposed to be all about the best in America. An unusual messenger on that one. Another email that came in, and it's a thoughtful email, and it's one from Bob in Seattle, who says that on yesterday's show, you expressed surprise at all the results of a poll showing a significant gap between conservatives and progressives regarding the moral state of America. Frankly, I'm surprised that you were surprised. This was basically asking people from Gallup, what do you think the moral state, the state of U.S. morals are right now? And basically, liberals thought they were improving. They still didn't think they were great, but thought they were improving. And conservatives thought they were overwhelmingly poor. About two-thirds of conservatives said that we were suffering from poor morals in America. Now, one of the reasons that I was surprised... Oh, let me first go to Bob's points, because they're good points, and I largely agree with them. And I don't think I was contradicting them yesterday, but I'll explain. Bob says, frankly, I'm surprised that you were surprised. There's a clear demarcation between the left and the right when it comes to the definition of morality. On the right, unfettered abortion is immoral. On the left, it is virtuous, even celebrated. On the right, prescribing sex-altering drugs to children, teaching children that their most significant characteristic is their skin color, and that they are racist oppressors or subjected, oppressed by virtue of their skin color, demonizing law enforcement, glorifying criminals, and parentheses puts George Floyd, aiding and abetting destructive riots, attacking the First Amendment, and more, are immoral. These are noble causes to the left. We're at a sad place in America where the sacred is maligned and the ignoble is elevated. Okay, I acknowledge that I think there is a very different way that we approach judging morality. And for many people on the left, people think that the essence of being a good person is not how you treat other people, not how you set up a family or set up a contributed community or anything of the kind, but that the very essence of goodness is taking the right political position. That is much less common, it seems to me, on the right. Do I believe that some of the celebrations that go against very traditional morality, for instance, the idea of encouraging, and now even talking, as the Biden administration is doing apparently, about federal funding for gender confirmation surgery, so-called, to pay for mutilation of America's citizens, to have Joe Biden actually risking being now denied Catholic communion because of his support of federal funding for abortion, something he never used to support. All of that, I understand your point and why people on the right would be so opposed to many of the things that people on the left talk about. And yes, that sometimes talk about as progress. But given the fact that the left is so obsessed with the idea of America as an evil nation, that America is corrupt, it is cruel, it is racist, it is discriminatory, it is repressive, all of the things that the left says regularly about how things are bad in the United States right now at this moment, despite the fact that Trump is no longer there to blame. That position of the left led me to feel surprised that, again, when you hear people like Kevin Hart, right, talented comedian, who actually makes the point that he believes racism is worse than ever in America. And you hear that a lot, and Bill Maher has spoken out very effectively against that. When you hear that, it surprised me somewhat to see that at the same time you have Democrats who believe that our moral state is getting better. I think what our moral state really is right now is not getting better or not getting notably worse. It's just terribly confused, and it's polarized. And the basic values of kindness and decency and integrity all seem to be less important, at least to much of the country, than to one manner or another of political correctness, taking the right position on some public issues. And final email, this came, this one not so thoughtful, but challenging. It came in from Bob, another Bob, this one in Duval, Washington. And he says, I titled this email, Medved's Mean Wicked World of Hate and Hell. Well, you hit a new low. Your lust over loathing the least among us is beneath the dignity of normal human behavior. Please rank these groups that you hate the most. Native Americans, the tattooed, the pierced, the terrorists, the homeless, the gays, the non-religious, the Palestinians, train lovers, light rail riders. There's a little bit of overlap there, Bob. Train lovers usually are light rail riders. Nobody else does. Peaceful protesters, litterers. After your struggle to rank them, try this morning exercise once you wake up and look into the mirror. Review the list and say something kind about one of these groups. If you can't, then go seek help. Remember these wise words. When they go low, we go high. In Medvedland, it's when you're down and out, then get out of my way, you worm. Okay. It seems to me that none of the groups that you have mentioned, not even soccer fans, lack for passionate advocates. Plenty of them. Plenty of people who think that peaceful protesters really are peaceful, despite the fact that a lot of the so-called peaceful protesters that we witnessed last year were involved in looting and destruction and vandalism and attacking police officers. And the whole idea of claiming that disapproval is the equivalent of alleged hatred. Do I hate people with tattoos? No, but what I do worry about is the long-term impact on employability and on people's success and a reflection of values that are sometimes reflected in that regard. But to say that I hate soccer fans, some of my best friends, some of my best producers are soccer fans. And look, a great deal of what you're talking about here and the things that I talk about on the air are involve changes of behavior that really could benefit everybody, including the person involved. And when you talk about litterers, people litter very often in their own neighborhoods. And you didn't mention particularly the one of my most passionate hates, which is the tendency to go ahead and do a nice job with your dog, picking up the dog poo, putting it in a plastic bag, and then using that as an object to litter, leaving it around as if it's going to magically disappear or decompose. It doesn't work that way. And one of the challenges that is out in a recent study, and it's around the world study, that, by the way, emphasizes America's difference, saying that, no, it's not true that people who are religious are generally happier. And in fact, people who are what they call weakly religious are particularly unhappy. How do we know? Well, we'll get to that study and to the song stylings of the mellifluous voice of John Hinckley and much more coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.